From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The Georgia House has passed a proposal to establish a legislative committee to oversee all commercial airports in the state. GPB's Taylor Gant reports on yesterday's action.
The bill is an alternative to a Senate proposal calling for a full state takeover of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. City of Atlanta officials have strongly opposed the Senate bill and have even threatened to sue if it became law. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms called the takeover an act of war and says she's opposed to an oversight committee. The bill also bundles two other proposals, an extension of a jet fuel tax exemption and a plan to improve transit options across rural parts of the state. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
State representatives have approved a bill that strengthens protections for monuments, including those honoring the Confederacy, as GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
Anyone who destroys or removes a monument faces a fine of up to three times the amount of damage they caused. And if a monument is moved, it must be placed somewhere of equal prominence. Republican Representative Alan Powell said it's a matter of respect.
Is there no greater hate crime than to destroy history or to destroy a monument?
But Democrat Karen Bennett says certain monuments honor a dark time for many African Americans.
It is cruel to be reminded repeatedly and without choice of the pain, ill will, and shame of slavery.
Now, the bill heads to the governor's desk. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Georgia is one vote away from raising the minimum legal age for marriage to 17. Earlier this week, legislators approved House Bill 228, which seeks to end so-called child marriages. Right now, 16-year-olds can get married with their parents' permission. The new law would not only raise the minimum age to 17, but it would also prevent teenagers from marrying anyone over the age of 21. The House is expected to approve changes to the bill, which would then go to Governor Brian Kemp to be signed into law. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org. That is where we are live streaming as well.